The Raconteurs is Jack White from the White Stripes, Brendan Benson, Jack Lawrence, and Patrick Keeler. In 2006, their album Broken Boy Soldiers was nominated for a Grammy. But what was once just a side project for everyone is back more than a decade later. Their new album is Help a Stranger. Joining us is Jack White and Brendan Benson at our NPR New York City studios. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hello.
So your last collaboration was an album in 2008, but you still have such a loyal fan base. I've even seen pictures on social media of people waiting outside stores to buy this album. What's the reaction?
It's wild. This is Jack speaking. Over the years, I've been touring for the last few years on solo projects, and everywhere I go, there's, White Stripes fans, Dead Weather fans, and there's a lot of Raconteurs fans. I mean, it was always interesting to see what a gigantic following. I would play a very, sort of obscure Raconteurs song live in my set, and people would know all the words to it. And it was just funny when we would get together, we'd talk about that because it's like, we got to get back in the studio sometime. But it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back.
This is Brendan, of course, being asked, how did this reunion happen? And I was over at Jack's house one day when he was during the making of his solo record, and he had recorded a song called Shine the Light with his solo band, and he said, it sounds like a Raconteurs song.
Ooh, what can you do, love? Ooh, if only we knew. Ooh, what does it prove, love? New love comes, so what can we do?
And so I think that got me thinking. It had been several years since that name was even uttered, So I was like, oh, yeah, wow, the new Raconteurs song, okay. And I started to put songs that I was writing to the side for the Raconteurs. And we took it in baby steps, though. It was kind of important to us that we didn't force anything or do it just because there was a demand or something.
God forbid you should give the fans what they want.
Yes. Well, we didn't want to make a record just to make a record or something. It had to be special. People were waiting for
a long time. It felt real. It came from a natural place, too.
You both live in Nashville. So tell me about the impact on your music.
This is Jack. When I first moved there, I thought it was the perfect spot for me because I thought, well, this whole town is so based in country and western that I'll be able to be here off on the side and no one will bother me. I won't have to deal with any of that sort of hipsterdom thing. The worst place I would ever move to Brooklyn, for example, to try to do what I do for a living. And people just eat you alive. And that was happening in Detroit, where we were from. They were eating the White Stripes alive. We couldn't go out to shows anymore. So I needed to be in a place where I could just still do what I need to do.
When you say that they were eating you alive in Detroit, what do you mean?
I could say if you're a Garth Brooks fan for one day in the South, you're a Garth Brooks fan to the day you die, okay? Hipsters and they might like you this week, but next week they won't.
And then they'll chew you up and spit you out.
Okay.
And just that became
their
point
fickle.
There. Fickle, yeah. So, and the garage rock scene we came out of in Detroit was incredibly cynical like that. And it worked out really well for years. But once it broke to the mainstream, it was very confusing for everybody. And I don't blame a lot of them either. They were just trying to figure it out themselves.
Jack, you recently received an honorary doctorate from Wayne State University for your philanthropy in Detroit. And I want to play a little bit of your speech.
I had an epiphany that has stayed with me to this day, that not all of art and creation was by happy accident. That much of it was done with purpose, and it was not only okay to do this, but the fulfillment of creativity to be able to convey ideas and metaphors at every possible moment.
I have to ask, what's the metaphor you're trying to convey with the Raconteurs, Jack?
There's many, maybe hundreds. It's, we were talking about environments before, like Detroit or Nashville, Brooklyn, wherever you are, you need support in your environment and to the people you're working with. And like what Brendan said, we were very lucky in this band to have a band where everyone is inspiring to one another and we trust one another. And so all those things start to pour out of it after you have that scenario set up, I guess.
If you call me, I'll come running.
can call me anytime.
Brendan, last word to you. What do you want the fans to get out of this record, since, you know, you said it wasn't really for them, so. I'm going to let you make up for it now.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to make any personal statement on this record at all, but I think it is nice that we kind of showcase in our little band and in our little corner of the world, we do something that involves a lot of talent and skill. So I'm proud of being on this earth and making music, and I'm proud of this record too.
That was Brendan Benson and Jack White of the Raconteurs. Their new album is out now. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.